Digest Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network, The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
Home studio tonight, thinking about the holidays, Christmas in particular, 14th day of December, tree up, Christmas lights up, cat knocked the tree down 4 times already this year, because that's what little kittens do. She's 4 months old, and we've had to put the bulbs and lights on it. Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network, The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
Home studio tonight, thinking about the holidays, Christmas in particular, 14th day of December, tree up, Christmas lights up, cat knocked the tree down 4 times already this year, because that's what little kittens do. She's 4 months old, and we've had to put the bulbs and lights on it 4 times. So this time we've battened it down with some dumbbells in my home gym. And now, literally, Tarzan can swing from the sucker, and it won't even won't budge. I want to talk a little bit, kind of on this special holiday edition, about consumer behavior. You know, we spend so much time in social media, all of us do, as entrepreneurs, trying to develop our influence and to try to see and be seen, and doing it in such a way that is of positive influence rather than just simply look at me, look at I'm selling something, buy my product, buy my service, buy my book, etc., etc., which we know doesn't work. So I want to talk a little bit about the emotional connection, and various companies have applied the emotional connection over the past 8-9 years successfully, but only very few. The biggest problem is organizations know that emotions drive the consumer behavior, the customer behavior, but most have a clue as to how to connect in ways that actually motivate the desired behaviors. The problem is more guesswork than it is scientific. And the solution is to create a lexicon of emotional motivators, and using big data analytics, linked to them, linking them to specific profitable behaviors. And so the opportunity exists by identifying the most powerful emotional motivators for a given consumer segment. Now, companies, your organization, my organization, our organizations can design marketing and other strategies that actually leverage these motivators, giving us kind of a new source of competitive advantage and growth within our market sector, regardless of what that market sector may be. Hundreds of emotional motivators drive consumer behavior, and I wanted to share with you a few significant effects, actual emotional motivators, that affect customer value across a variety of categories, a variety of industries. And one of the things we need to look at, for example, when we're looking at it from the consumer's side rather than the brand side, our company side, we want to ask ourselves, what is it that they want? What is it that they desire? And then how can we, on the other side of the chart, say, okay, here's what we can do to leverage this motivator by helping the customers. So, for example, customers want to stand out from the crowd, right? They want to be unique. So what can we do as organizations? We can project a unique social identity and be seen as special. The consumer wishes to have confidence in the future, right? Things are scary right now. You know, we're in a political cycle. We've got the Republicans fighting amongst each other, and we've got the Democrats doing their thing, and then pretty soon we're going to have a general election. So having confidence in the future is really kind of a key component of what I would call a motivator. And what we can do as organizations might be to perceive the long term. And a lot of times what we do is we make the mistake of looking at short term rather than long term payout. And so we need to perceive the future as better than the past. What we've been through, you know, good or bad, but the future does look bright. And as an organization, we have to develop a positive mental picture of what's to come, so that we're able to render that confidence factor for our customers. They also want to enjoy a sense of well-being. And what we can do to help them enjoy that sense of well-being is we can feel that life measures up to expectations and that balance has been achieved. We can seek a stress-free state without conflicts or threats, something that we need to think about as we're helping consumers. They also want to feel a sense of freedom. So what we can do as organizations is we can act independently without obligations or even restrictions. Our customers want to feel a sense of thrill. So at our side of the playing field is we can help them experience visceral, overwhelming pleasure and excitement. We want to help to participate in exciting, fun events. Customers also want to feel a sense of belonging. All of these resonating with you. They do with me as a consumer, because even though we're business leaders, we're still consumers. So they want to feel a sense of belonging. And within our organizations, we can have an affiliation with people that they relate to or to aspire to be like. They want to feel like a part of a group. That sense of belonging. Customers also want to protect the environment. I mean, I know I knew. You do as well, right? Well, from an organizational perspective, we can help by sustaining the belief that the environment is sacred. And we can take actions to improve their surroundings. And this might be in the form of maybe you're using recycled business cards. Maybe you're going paperless within your organization. Maybe if you have products or services like in the mobile phone industry, where you turn your phone in rather than just tossing it into the garbage and it winds up at a landfill somewhere. Many parts of the mobile phone can be recycled. Okay, those are just some examples. Customers also want to be the person, they want to be the person they want to be, right? Everybody wants to, they've got a dream, they've got a goal, and they want to become that person. And so what might we do as an organization to help these customers? We can help by fulfilling a desire for ongoing self-development. We can live up to their ideal self-image within our organizations. Customers want to feel secure, right? We all do. From an organizational standpoint, you got to believe that they have today what will be there tomorrow. Pursue goals and to be able to dream without worrying. And finally, consumers want to succeed in life. So what we can do as organizations is help them feel that they lead meaningful lives, find worth that goes beyond financial or social economic measures. So these are just a few ideas of some high impact motivators, really focusing in on the emotional connection, developing that emotional connection. One of the things I like to do, and we've seen an influx in this over the last few years, particularly in social media, is see and be seen, but we're really listening, and we're following the trend within our own follower base. What are they talking about? Why are they following you? Are they following you because they're following your organization's upcoming events? Maybe it's a new product rollout. Maybe they're following your book series. There could be a variety of reasons. Could be the travel industry, airline industry, automotive industry, right? Financial industry, legal industry, doesn't matter, right? At the end of the day, really what we're looking to do is we're looking to tap into, as I always say, achieving the goal, solving the problem, satisfying the needs. So when we look at our social media followership, okay, realizing that those relationships, just because they're following you, really that is a social acquaintance. They're not really friends. They're not family. You really don't know them. So the goal is to try to get to know their feelings, to know their desires, their goals, their problems. What is it that they need to solve? What problems do they have? And then you curate materials or you produce custom materials, content, that is able to help them achieve those goals, solve those problems, or satisfy those needs in conjunction to what is being or what is trending during that given time and space. And do remember that it's dynamic out there. It's very nimble. You got to be flexible because what's being spoken about today may be completely different. There could be a shift in a week from now or 2 weeks from now. And so you have to use your ability to scan the social environment in your particular, you know, whether you're using LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, Tumblr, we could go on, whatever social media you, Pinterest, take the time to listen to the conversations and then ask yourself, what can I do to help achieve a goal, solve a problem, or satisfy a need? And share relevant information, content, either written by you, produced by you, could be an audio, could be a video track, could be an article, could be a blog post, right? And it also can be curated information. You know, in my case, since I have a lot of strategy, a lot of business owners, chief executive officers, founders, etc., that follow me, and I follow them, we're talking that same language. So what I'm doing is I'm gleaning the pages of Inc. and Forbes and Entrepreneur and other amazing friends and colleagues of mine and looking at their content, and then I'm sharing that or curating it in a very personal way with my audience because I know that's what interests them. And in doing that, you develop, when you increase your base, they pay attention to you. Because you're really providing something that can help them achieve those goals, solve those problems, and satisfy those needs. So I hope that helps you a little bit. I just wanted to pop in before the holidays. I know we've been on hiatus with Strategist Radio for the last couple of months. I've been working on my doctoral program. I've got everything done with the exception of my final doc study, which is the dissertation, and that will be be working on that continuously through August of 2016, where I'll finish up my doc study and hopefully get CAO approval, and then I'll be finished with my terminal degree. So that, along with a couple of other expansion endeavors within our organization, a couple of acquisitions that we've made, have really taken up my time. So I do apologize for not spending more time with you on producing the program, but I felt that if I was going to, when I do the program, I want to make sure that my heart and soul is into it. I can really focus on what I'm doing. I can focus on listening to what it is, you know, that you want me to talk about. You want me to share what's tracking in your world. And I really do pay close attention to that. I appreciate all your social media pings, your emails, your phone calls, your text messages, all the ways that you get a hold of me. I appreciate that a lot. It really encourages me. We'll probably start the program up again right around mid-January. That's the goal. We've got a project that we're working on currently at Trinity that we've got to get completed by the first of the year. So that's really taken up a lot of my time and well for the last few weeks. Plus, we've got end of the year and complete our and all of our tax stuff and business stuff. And then we've got to get ourselves ready for 2016 with our planning and our budgeting for our own marketing strategies and our own business planning process. So there's a lot of changes that we're making within the organization. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me anytime at info@strategistradio.com. You can also send an email directly to my personal Gmail account, which is simply marinofactor@gmail.com. On social media, we can get hooked up if we're not already hooked up on Twitter. Simply go to tjmarino.com/Twitter. On LinkedIn, it's tjmarino.com/LinkedIn. Google Plus is just simply tjmarino.com/G+, lowercase g on the plus side. So ping me anytime. When I see your stuff, I try to send you a smile. I try to say thank you, particularly those of you on LinkedIn. We're in our 16th year now at Trinity WebWorks. I appreciate all of your love and your encouragement. It really means the world to me. And I just want to send out a big thank you for making a big difference in my life and in the life of our organization. We really look to help our clients and even our prospects and our friends and colleagues. We try to do all that we can to be as philanthropic as we can.